Hello! Yan! Welcome to our The Feast Audio Visual PowerPoint. Yes, yan. By the way, as I've told you, ha, magbabago na po yung logo ng Feast. Yan. Saka ako napapakita sa inyo kung ano magiging itsura. Okay? Are you happy? Yes, I would believe you are because God is with you. Okay? When God is with you, you have to enjoy Him. Enjoy Him, that when you enjoy Him, obviously, you will enjoy life. Yes? Yes. Okay, so joke time tayo, joke time. Joke time from the Minions. Number one, dear haters, I couldn't help but notice that awesome ends with me and ugly starts with you. Ako hindi, malalim ba? Parang hindi niyo pa makuha? Hindi niyo kayo makatawa? O yan, o ganito ngayon ang susunod dyan. Pangalawa, I love it when someone's laugh is funnier than the joke. Ah, ha, ha, ha. O diba? Diba minsan may nag-joke, hindi nakakatawa, pero may tumawa, mas natawa ka. Dahil dun sa tawa. O, totoo yun, ano? Diba? Totoo yun. O anyway, yan po yan. Yan, kumbaga, I just want to put a smile on your face, whatever you are thinking about, whatever you are going through right now, mahirap man yan, masaya man yan, lalo na kung mahirap, eh pasayahin naman muna natin ng konti, okay? And some way, somehow, forget about the troubles and just think about the goodness of the Lord and think about the love of God for you. Amen? Amen. O ito yun, kunin mo na lang. Try Jesus. If you don't like Him, the devil will always take you back. And I want you to imagine Jesus laughing with you, rolling on the floor, laughing out loud. Tama ba yun? Rop, lol. Yan. Yeah. Anyway. Yun. Okay? Because Jesus will meet you where you are. Yeah? Yeah. So, are you ready to be blessed? O, kita nyo, sumingit na naman dyan si Mr. Bean. Talagang naghahanap ng plugging si Mr. Bean, ano? Pero, tingnan nyo kung ano yung mga ginagawa niya. Hirap kumita, no? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, are you ready to be blessed? And be blessed even more? Come on, let's recite our favorite prayer at the feast. Our declaration of abundance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessings, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's Word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I am God's beloved. I am God's servant. I am God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We read the word of God from the verse of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 up to 8a. Love is patient, love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Talon tayo sa verse 8. Love never fails. Pero ito po yung main natin, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. But now, faith, hope, love, abide these three. But the greatest of this is love. Ang galing nyo, ah, di ba? Totoo naman eh. Sa totoo lang po, God is love. That's why love is the most important of everything. Yes, because God is love and love is God. And the commandment of the Lord, actually, one word, love. Yes? Okay. So, ang pag-uusapan po natin is about three things. Tatlo. May tatlong bibi. Alam nyo ba yung tatlong bibi? Oh, yan, tatlo. Three things ang pag-uusapan natin. Ano-ano yon? Meron three blind mice. Meron pong three little pigs. Meron ding three little ducks. At meron ding 3 is a crowd. Oh, yun po yung mga pag-uusapan natin, okay? No, no, no. Very seriously now, we'll talk about 3 things in life. Once gone, never come back. Would you like to know? 3 things in life, once gone, never come back. Time, words, and opportunity. Hindi na talaga babalik yan. Mahirap na pong ibalik. Yan. Sabi nga nung iba, mahirap daw habulin ng oras. Hindi naman tumatakbo. O, diba? Words, ayan. Ako, pag binitawan mo na yan, napakahirap na pong bawiin. Lalo na kung ang salitang ito ay nakasakit. Yan. Opportunity, oh, we always say that opportunity knocks only once. Yan. Although lightning sometimes strikes twice, but opportunity knocks only once. So, 3 things in life that once gone, never come back. Let's seize it. Okay? Okay. There are also 3 things in life that can destroy a person. Yan. O, nandyan na po. 3 things in life that can destroy a person or even another person or even a family. Yeah. Or even marriage. Yes. Anger, pride, and unforgiveness. Okay? Anger. Mayroon mga useless anger. Pride. Ay, lalo na ang pride. Di po ba? Unforgiveness. Lalo na din po yan pag ayaw magpatawad. Di ba? And then, dun sa pangalawa po, yung pride. Pride is a poison. You know that. Di ba? And pride, I would like to tell this to you. Pride being a poison is the only poison that will make you live better if you swallow it. Okay? Kaya swallow your pride. Alright? Okay. Okay, so 3 things in life that can destroy a person. Anger, pride, and unforgiveness. 3 things in life that you should never lose. Hope, peace, and honesty. Hope, of course, our hope is in God. Okay? Kaya nga pag ang hope natin ang Diyos, ang sinasabi natin habang may buhay, may pag-asa. Baligtarin po natin yan. Pag ang Diyos po ang ating pag-asa, habang may pag-asa, may buhay. At habang may pag-asa, may kapayapaan. At sana wag din nating alisin yung honesty, yung pagiging tapat. Okay? Yung pagiging tapat. Let's be honest. Okay? So, 3 things in life that you should never lose. And 3 things in life that are most valuable: love, family, and kindness. O in the family, sama na doon siyempre mga kaibigan. Extended family po yan. Community or yan. Basta these are the 3 things in life that are most valuable. Love, of course. Yan yung pinag-uusapan natin kanina eh. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never fails. Diba? The greatest is love. Okay? Family. O bakit ka ba nagtatrabaho? Para sa family naman. Diba? O, so wag mo kakalimutan ang priority, family. Kindness. It's better to be kind than to be right. Remember that, ha? It's better to be kind than to be right. So, very valuable ang kindness. Okay? 3 things in life that are never certain. Fortune, success, and dream. Oh, yan. Pwedeng dumaan yan sa mga kamay. Tagumpay, ay ganun din po yan. Ang tagumpay. Okay? I would rather pray that you some way, somehow experience failure. Because more often than not, it is failure that teaches us than success. And dreams, ay, hindi rin certain yan. Pangarap yan. Pangarap na walang action ay dead. Mangangarap na lang. Kaya nga kung sabihin nila, nangangarap ng dilat. Nangangarap ng gising. Okay? Okay, these are not certain. But it's good to have them. Okay? Yes. Okay, so 3 things in life that are never certain: fortune, success, and dreams. Then, punta tayo sa 3 words. Ayan. 3 words. Ano po yung mga 3 words? Ayan. Ito po. Just do it. Check your attitude. Respect your boss. Control your temper. Enjoy the scenery. Do not insult. Be a friend. Honor your parents. Don't cut corners. Make things happen. Say it clearly. Choose your friends. Beware of jargon. Speak the truth. O, ayan. Kayo na pumili kung anong gusto nyo. Yun ang gamitin ninyo, ha? O, yan pa. O, di ba? Kaya na din. Kaya nang tumingin yan. Basta tatlong words lang yan na pag pinagsama-sama, it gives us a great meaning for our life. Yes? Yes. Okay? O, yan pa. Para hindi naman kayo mahirapan. Ayan. Pwede niyo naman balikan 'yan eh. Okay? Pero again, when you put together three words, 'di ba? Three words. Kaya nga sa atin, tama na 'yung mga palabok na salita. Tatlong salita lang pagsamahin natin and then we do it. Yes, we do it. Okay? So, the final three words. Basahin niyo 'to ha. Life is short. Death is sure. Sin the cause, Christ the cure. Ulit, life is short. Death is sure. Sin the cause, Christ the cure. Okay, that would be our final three words. Final set of three words. Apat. Okay, apat po yan. Yes? Okay? And finally, there are three that are truly constant. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They are constant. And my prayer is that they are in you because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of the Father. They are in you. Okay? The Trinity is in you. Yes? Amen? Amen. Okay? So, balikan po natin yung ating main verse, 1 Corinthians 13:13. But now, faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of this is love. The greatest of this is love. Because love is God, and God is love. And God is faithful. He's faithful to you. Yes, yes. You just have to claim that for yourself. Maybe you can just say it with me. God is faithful to me. Okay, come on, say it. God is faithful to me. Yan. Although sometimes you are not or we are not. But God would remain faithful. Amen? I hope you enjoyed our audio-visual PowerPoint this time. And if you do, just come on, share it with others. Okay? Share it. Don't just watch it and like it, but share it. Amen? And I will appreciate that for you sharing to others. Okay? Okay, so bago tayo magtapos, aanyayahan ko po kayo na umattend sana kayo ng live na peace. Or better yet, start one, a peace video in your place, in your school, in your office, in your community, in your organization, in whatever. Pwede po, yan, to know how, text mo ako. O kaya, mag-comment ka sa ibaba and I will answer that. Okay? Okay, let's pray now our prayer. Our prayer of thanksgiving and surrender in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, I receive every blessing and every miracle and every healing that you want to give to me today. And because of this, I will become a rich blessing to others. Lord, I surrender my future to you. I place my entire life into your hands. I also surrender my family and friends into your care, knowing that you love them more than I could ever love them. I pray all this with a trusting heart in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, stretch out your hand to those who are watching this, reading this, and enjoying this. Whatever concerns they may have right now, Lord God, just touch them. Embrace them, oh Lord God. Let them feel your loving embrace, your loving kindness, your goodness, your peace, your joy, for your glory and by your grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, so we continue to enjoy Him because as we enjoy Him, we will enjoy life. Amen? Amen. O, katulad si Mr. Bean, no? Nag-e-enjoy maigi. Okay? So again, as I leave you, magkita-kita tayo ulit, you enjoy Him. Amen? God bless you. To God be the glory. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye!